It was after the show, and Fez was hiding behind one of the massive girders of the 57th Street subway station, waiting for his train. He'd lost his keys and wasn't quite sure how he'd get through his front door. The keys could be replaced, but the special oversized keychain had been a gift and personalized with his name, done up in studded diamonds and rap star gold. A little embarrassing, but Fez always joked. The gift was meant to be ironic. In the far distance, Fez was able to make out the disturbing grunt and bother of what he felt sure was an elderly babushka coming his way, her guttural Russian monologue currying the damp air. Fez peeked around his pole to get a glimpse of the harridan. She rolled toward him on rotten hips, as though riding a foul, square-wheeled bicycle. Her shrunken apple head in tourniquets of exotic, somehow anti-American scarves, and the rest of her bodily ordeal was shoved beneath a scrungy old fur coat. It occurred to Fez that what was barreling down the platform toward him now was nothing more than a colostomy bag come to life. The train suddenly spilled its roary rumbles into the station proper, and the old Ruski turned to wait. As the train door shot wide and the old woman bustled in, Fez noted that he had not observed one striking detail. The old moose had only one arm. Fez's repulsion only brought him in for a closer look. As he took a seat behind the one-armed Soviet, Fez was shocked yet again to spy something shiny dangling from the empty wrist space. A moment later, the fingers in Fez's mind's eye snapped with recognition. "My keys," he said. An amphetamine rush made thorny brambles of his heart as he began to reach toward his keys. Fez softly tugged once, twice on his rap star keychain, and just as he was about to let rip to tear his personal property from the old rotten coat, a small, bizarre set of iron pincers poked from the sleeve hole and snapped hold of his hand. He'd been caught. The old Russian turned to face him. Evidently, lurking secretly in the flattish arm space was a thin, foreshortened, bionic arm. "Keys, please," Fez whispered feebly to the babushka. The old woman rotated like a tank turret. "Keys, please," the awful grandmother giggled back. Fez felt the hydraulic strength of the bionic arm as old Nana Petrograd pulled him in for a long, sweet, ancient, and drippingly dainty old world kiss. This all to say, how close, and yet how far, a hero comes to realizing his dream. Pity the maddening, almost got-itness of his life as it plays out each and every day in a new way. And on this day, let us see it clearly, that instead of being home, grappling with his ironic Fez key, he must take a tongue-tackling from a bionic Ruski.